All right, yep. We'll call the meeting to order. Please all rise for the pledge and I will.
Guevara.
Present.
Green.
Here.
Haynes.
You put her up, her hand up. She's here.
She's muted.
Okay. Heppner. Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Mayo. Parody. Petit. Nope. Okay. Roberts.
Here.
Bronk.
Present.
Neuchatel.
Here.
Walter.
Here.
And Waro.
Here.
18 present, 5 absent. Tonight's public hearing is on the proposed 2022 Ulster County budget and 2022 to 2027 Ulster County Capital Program. We only have one speaker signed up. Oh, go ahead, Jay.
Madam Clerk, I'm sorry. I have someone in the waiting room. I was begging for a pause, but I was begging on mute. So if I could just let one person in. Absolutely. Real quick for you. Thank Absolutely. You kindly. Good evening, caller from 914-388-5083. Would you be offering public comment this evening?
I am.
Could we have your name for the record?
Sure. It's Mike Baden, Supervisor, Town of Rochester.
Oh, great. Thank you, Mr. Baden. The clerk will call on you as soon as the time comes.
Okay. Thank you very
much. All right. So let's open up the public
comment. I have one more, if you don't mind. I know I have another person in the waiting room.
Well, and can't the people start?
Jay's got to do her thing with the caller, Dave.
Good evening, Diane, who just joined us. Will you be offering public comment this evening? Diane, you're on no. mute and off camera.
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Madam Clerk. Thank you.
Chairman Donaldson, how much time are you going to allow each speaker?
Well, there's only a couple that signed up, so they can, rather than give them a time limit, just tell them to make it, get to their point.
Okay, our first speaker tonight is Janet Knott. Remember to hit *6 to unmute. Janet, if you can hit *6 and unmute.
Okay, can you hear? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hi. Thank you, Chairman Donaldson, for listening to me and all the legislators. My name's Janet Knott. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I was employed by the Ulster County Department of Mental Health for 30 plus years. Before I retired in December of last year. As a mental health professional and clinical risk manager, I'm elated to hear that Ulster County is planning to commit substantial amounts of money towards mental health and substance use services. I was employed at the time the county privatized mental health and substance use services outpatient clinics beginning in 2011 and ending in 2013. As you may recall, the Golden Hill Nursing Home was also privatized at the same time. I witnessed changes in the delivery of mental health services when the OMH State Comprehensive Outpatient Program Subsidies, also known as COPS, gradually went away. All outpatient clinics that bill became revenue-driven. The changes brought a significant increase to clinicians' caseloads, increasing productivity standards, and there was a greater demand for billable services only, leaving no time for other significant, important non-billable activities to occur. As a result, mental health services in this county have become extremely watered down. The following licensed mental health clinics that operate in Ulster County are as follows: the ACT team, run by the Mental Health Association, the PROS clinic at Gateway Industries, Family Services Incorporated, which receives already receives a significant county contribution, the Institute for Family Health, they run both Article 28 and 31 clinics, the Pine Grove Clinic, which is state operated, and then the children's clinics, Astor Clinic for Children and Coordinated Children's Services at DSS, however, they do not bill for services. All the clinics who currently bill for services are not able to recruit and maintain qualified staff and are struggling. I believe our clinic operating costs back in 2013 was around $5 million. As you may know or not, there is no state aid for outpatient licensed mental health clinics in New York State. So although I am excited to learn about the monies to be spent for mental health and substance use services, I see that most of the money is to come from the American Rescue Plan. I question how these services will continue to operate once this money is spent. How will these new services continue to operate and be sustained long term? It would be extremely devastating to spend large sums of money, of one-time money, on mental health and substance use services only to see them to be dismantled when there are no ongoing funding streams to maintain them. I hope that you will consider what I have said, look into it as you look into the budget and passing of the budget, and I totally appreciate your time to speak to you tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next speaker is Supervisor Mike Baden.
Good evening, Chairman Donaldson and members of the legislature. I'm speaking tonight in support of Capital Project Plan number 602. This is to utilize the American Rescue Plan funding for the O&W Rail Trail. This is a project that is very important to the town of Rochester. It will allow recreational use, continued recreational use of a very well utilized trail right now. So I hope you will consider keeping that in the capital project plan. Also, I'd like to speak on behalf of the broadband plan. I apologize, I don't have the number in front of me. Broadband to some communities is well served, but in places, rural areas like Rochester, we have only about 70% coverage. And the assistance of the county will help the municipalities not have to use all of their funding to try to solve these problems. And finally, I'd like to ask that the legislature consider if in some small way funding can be allocated to study EMS in Ulster County. As many of you know, it is a bit of a hodgepodge of services and left to the municipalities to resolve with local either privatized or with local volunteers. And I think it's time that EMS needs to be considered similar to the way fire districts are considered. And I would hope that potentially there could be some added funding in the budget to at least initiate a study of how to better manage and better serve the residents. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Supervisor Baden. Do we have anyone else signed up?
There is no one else signed up.
Is there anyone else listening in other than us?
There are several people listening in other than us.
All right, does any of the people that are listening in wish to speak? All right, before I adjourn, I just want to make sure that people know that the next meeting of the on the proposed budget, the next one will be tomorrow, Tuesday, November 9th. And it's also powered by Zoom at 6 o'clock. And then the next regular meeting of the legislature will be held Tuesday, November 16th at 7 p.m.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
All righty, made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed. Aye. We are adjourned.
Be safe, stay healthy.